Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here, as usual, on our Talk Radio Countdown Show to overview the research done by Talkers Magazine for the top stories, topics, if you will, that are right front and center on News Talk, issue-oriented, so-called political talk radio. And then we'll get to the people list, but stories up first, Michael.
And we have a lot of stories this week, Doug. We have at number 10 on our stories list, National Football League action at number 9, the Chinese web traffic heist at number 8, the WikiLeaks founder case, Bristol Palin on DWTS at number 7, and that is Dancing with the Stars for those who don't know what that meant. At number 6, we have the U.S.-Russia nukes pact. At number 5, we have a couple of stories. We have the earmarks ban tied with the FTA ban. And at number 4, we have the GM IPO. At number 3, we have the Gitmo detainee civilian trial verdict. A couple of stories tied at number 2, the Rangel censure recommendations tied with the TSA controversy. And at number 1, we have the Obama agenda tied with issues concerning the lame duck Congress. Most talked about people, we have Eric Cantor at 10, Julian Assange at 9, Mike Huckabee at 8, Sarah Palin and Bristol Palin at 7, Lisa Murkowski at 6, Ahmed Gialani at 5, John Boehner at 4, Charles Rangel at 3, Nancy Pelosi at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1. Lots of variety, lots of different topics.
The study of people sometimes better than or equal to the subject matters themselves. Charlie Rangel and his pathetic whining at the beginning of the week, complaining that he couldn't find a lawyer, when in fact his lawyers told him months ago that he originally had that they wouldn't represent him because he was guilty and they had him. And then he goes and moans and groans, and then after he's convicted, he sounds like he's about ready to die. It's pretty pathetic, actually. It does the lesson here, Michael, in human relations, if you will, or the fact that the mighty fall. And it almost is sad to listen to this guy, pathetic, and it's embarrassing. I would think the members of his family would not want him to be embarrassed the way he has embarrassed himself.
Yeah, there's a lot of denial going on. There's a lot of arrogance, hubris, distorted, delusional thinking. I don't know what's behind it. I mean, you know, in one case, we're specifically talking about the psychology of Charles Rangel. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it from the bigger picture, it's the broader psychology of those in power and the human element, the human condition of arrogance, where people actually begin to think they're entitled to special treatment, that they're above the law, that the rules don't apply to them. And it becomes a pathology. And I think it's quite widespread throughout our society.
Yeah.
When you look at people and you see their big shots and they're in positions of power and prestige and everybody kisses their you-know-what from morning till night, and they start getting used to that, you stop and think, you know, all that separates that person from just being a humble, you know, small little person is one scandal, one election, one firing, one political change, one mood change of cultural norms, and that same person could be exposed as nothing but a scared little nutcase.
Well, it's yesterday's news. I'll never forget Michael Reagan, the president's son and radio talk host, telling me after his father was out of office, he had what he considered a long list of people who would tell him they were his friends. When his father was no longer president, his list of friends dwindled to practically none. And
well,
that speaks to what you were just saying.
Yeah, people should be, you know, kind of hip to that, and don't believe their own press, and be very, very careful about who they actually believe, you know, are their friends. On the other hand, when you're in a position of power, prominence, influence, you got to expect that people are going to suck up to you. And you have to cut them a little break for that, because that comes with the position.
Yeah.
You have to know how to handle it. Yeah. That's really what it comes down to.
Know when to hold them and know when to
I mean, you know, it would have been just as foolish for Michael Reagan to think that all those people were his friends.
Yeah. Right.
You know, surprise, surprise, Michael.
Yeah. I mean, Okay. Let's you have as number 7 on the people list here, the mother and daughter team, Sarah and Bristol Palin, and controversy. There are several things. Sarah Palin certainly knows how to keep her name now in the public limelight. And her daughter, many people think, is still successful in Dancing with the Stars because of the support of the Tea Party folks who are calling in to, you know, say rah-rah shish kumbah for her. But it goes deeper than that. It sort of speaks to one of the things we were talking about, I think, last week or the week before, how what has been for us on this program for many years, the standard is what the discussion topics are on news talk radio. We talk about the news, issue-oriented. Much of it is politics. But now you see where Sarah Palin and her daughter are sort of drifting back from the pop culture. I mean, certainly Dancing with the Stars and Bristol Palin.
Well,
there's nothing political about that other than maybe the Tea Party is voting for her. But there's a crossover, an interesting crossover to pop culture and how it's sort of winding itself around our lives that way.
Well, it's always the case. You're just noticing it with Sarah Palin and Bristol Palin. I mean, Tom Daschle, wasn't he on Dancing with the Stars, too?
Was he? I don't remember. Maybe.
One of those guys.
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
one of the guys
that didn't pay their taxes.
One of those investigated
right, yeah.
But, well, first of all, what I've been thinking after you brought this up is that we should launch an investigation on this program into the voting procedures on Dancing with the Stars.
Go ahead.
And make sure that it's more indicative of their talent as opposed to their popularity.
Yes.
This is ridiculous.
By all means.
You know, but that aside, you're covering a lot of topics there. Yes. Gossip and pop culture are a part of the fabric of conversation, even in so-called serious media,
right,
like news talk radio, which is political talk radio. We get into all that stuff as well. Always have, always will. It all depends on what's going on and how slow a news day it is.
Right.
As far as Sarah Palin is concerned, she's a phenomenon. I don't think it's so much anymore that she knows how to keep her name out there. I think that the media loves her. I think people love to hate her. They love to make fun of her. They love to love her. They love to admire her. I just think she's an extraordinary personality in our media,
right,
entertainment, political scene.
Right, and, yeah. She's very much able to become a lightning rod. Everybody is following what she's doing. So, I mean, five years ago, she was on the school board or something in Wasilla. Then she gets elected mayor, and then she gets elected governor. And look at all of this. And one wonders whether she's a lot smarter than she sounds and kind of has crafted this and found a hole and understood how all of these systems work. And she says then in a rather nonchalant, baiting way when asked by Barbara Walters if she could beat President Obama in 2012. Oh, I believe I could.
Mm-hmm.
And then the headline is Sarah Palin says she could beat President Obama. That isn't what she said. She was asked that question and she said something different. But then there is this, then the pop culture shows like The View, Barbara Walters on that. She brings up this and then they start yakking about it from, you know, a different point of view. And the books and the television show that Sarah Palin is doing about being Alaska, all of the stuff, it's confluting into one big media mix.
You know, the funny thing is she could be president, and she could beat him, theoretically. Mm-hmm. Now, watch, I'll be taken out of context.
Yeah. Well, theoretically, I could beat him, and so could you.
She has more chance than you and I do.
Probably.
She has a base of people that would vote for her.
Yeah.
She probably has a larger base of people who would vote for her now than any other Republican who is being considered for president. I'm not saying I think she's going to run. I'm not saying I think she's going to be nominated. And I certainly am not saying I think she's going to be elected. But I don't take her lightly.
No, not at all.
One of the things that I said in my 10 principles, which you may recall we went over several weeks ago on this
very
program,
yep,
10 principles of 21st century media, is that pop culture rules was one of the 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
And in that environment, the president of the United States is equal to being a rock star, and a rock star could be equal to being president. In other words, Lady Gaga could be president, theoretically. Barack Obama has no track record other than popping up on the scene in the last several years. He's a blip on the historic screen, and it catapulted him into the White House in this particular era.
Yeah.
Anything could happen.
Yeah. John Lennon was more, remember, the Beatles were more popular than Jesus.
Well, that was taken out of context, too.
Of course. But most of that stuff is taken out of context.
He didn't mean that as an insult against Jesus.
No, of course not.
As an insult against the popularity of the Beatles. What he meant to say was, can you believe how popular we are? This is crazy.
It is
crazy. We're even more popular than Jesus.
Yeah.
And he meant that as a deference, mm-hmm. and it led to, what a controversy that led to.
Yeah.
We're burning Beatles records.
Right. Didn't last, though. Look at where they are today and their families, all of that stuff wrapped around. It really is pretty interesting, though, to have people's minds work. And then there's the controversy this week built around sort of the news talk image that is presented. And part of the discussion on the political shows is who appears on MSNBC as a pejorative, if you will, as a left-leaning host, and who appears on Fox as a right-leaning host. And then Jay Rockefeller, the chairman of the Commerce Committee, says to a group of people that he would like to see Fox and MSNBC shut down.
By the FCC.
Yeah, by the FCC.
Could you imagine?
I mean, now that's for me, that happened late in the week. That's number one as far as I'm concerned right now in terms of news talk radio and this format that we cover, because that really speaks to the heart and soul of what we talk about and where a lot of the information comes from that gets used.
Right.
Like Fox or not like them, or MSNBC, there is in this country supposedly free will, free speech. How this guy?
That's moronic. What he said is moronic.
Yeah,
moronic.
And this guy's an important senator, has been there for a long time, probably too long.
Well, he's moronic. He's shown himself not to understand the foundation of what makes America America, the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Yeah, let's have the government shut down things that are politically incorrect. Great.
Well, but that's
nice
all.
Nice going, Rockefeller.
Yeah, that's we're into the Nazi fetish of the supreme race, that kind of stuff. We're smarter than you are. We don't want to have that stuff muddy up the debate. We want to get our work done, so he said. I have stronger words for him than you do, Michael, but we'll leave it at what you said. That is, those people, oy. And then, is it really? You get right down to it. Who are you?
No, but I like that. You've just summed up the whole thing. Those people, oy.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay.
An oy is worth 1,000 words.
An oy is. Let me find ourselves yakking about things like the Republicans. Everybody's shocked because the Republicans got the message from the Tea Party that earmarks are a no-no. And so you listen to some of the hardcore righties versus those who kind of get in the political mainstream talking about this. Can you believe it? They want to take away the power from these guys. And it's all the show. It's showtime, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. All the world's a stage.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna ban earmarks. Right.
You notice the word ban is all over the place.
It is, right. That's ban drinks. That's ban. I went to the airport this week and got a pat-down. I chose not to go through the x-ray machine, but to get the serious pat-down.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the story on the air. I actually giggled and laughed out loud when the guy got into my groin. I'm ticklish.
Wow.
And so how do you take a search like that seriously when the guy's, sticking his hand up your crotch and you're laughing? The people all around me are looking.
I had a video of that. Up on our website. See, Doug.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Laugh. Oh,
yep.
Oh.
True stories from the real weird world of radio. Doug Steffen here. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, makes way for a focus on the FDA ban of those controversial drinks like Four Loko. That's up next on the Countdown.
Stronger families, healthier children, more successful students. Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? a kitchen, a bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Okay, that's 700 orders of manicotti to go. So, are you an elf?
Was it the ears, the bells, my zeal for Italian cuisine?
Well, it's just that...
I know, you don't get many elves in here, right? But with my Discover card, I get 5% cashback bonus. And that, my friend, is some real cannoli.
Now through December, get 5% cashback bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
Coast to coast. 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen here on the countdown with a focus now on the controversial drinks like Four Loko that are being sold in package stores, but they're also being sold in convenience stores. They're available here, there, and everywhere. And the FDA says they ought to be banned. Well, the controversy is about the content, yes. Who's drinking them, yes. But the availability... Isn't this a free country? Shouldn't we be able to get a hold of things that are legitimately okay with us if we are of the right age, et cetera, et cetera? From CNN now, Brooke Baldwin talks to Elizabeth Cohen with a focus on these bad drinks and who actually uses them. Do you know, for example, whether your children have had any of these? Have you ever had any of them? And what has been the impact? You'll call later with that info at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
If you drink one of these, I mean, I actually talked to a gal who's at that off-campus party in Washington State, and she had had a little. I mean, it's like, what, six beers in a can?
It's nearly that. It's several beers in one can plus several cups of coffee. And so what happens is you can stay awake longer and you can drink more.
Which is not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. Right, Arvin, you know, this was Mother Nature's way of controlling drinking to make you pass out, right? So they can't drink anymore.
Right.
So they are up and they're drinking more, and then if they eventually do have these blackouts where they can't remember anything. It's a relatively new concept to put that much caffeine and that much alcohol into one drink. But, you know, I was talking to Margaret Hamburg earlier today. Mm-hmm. She's the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. And I said to her, you know, people have been drinking rum and cokes forever, right? Or Irish coffees. Forever.
Right, or just coffee and booze.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. So they've been friendly partners, or maybe not so friendly, but they've been partners in, you know, in drinking for a long time. And I said, so why are you banning this? And here's what she had to say.
Okay.
I would be surprised if people consume as much alcohol and caffeine together in a rum and Coke as the same volume of liquid from these drinks, because this is very concentrated. It's one thing if you make it on your own. It's another when it's packaged in this way and sold in this formulation.
And so I imagine that's why the FDA is getting involved.
Right. They said this is dangerous. Even though the two ingredients on their own, alcohol and caffeine, you know, are sold and are considered, you know, under the right circumstances, safe, putting them together in those volumes. This is 12% alcohol by volume. A beer is about 5.
Yikes.
And look how big they are.
And I imagine.
And they're fruity, and you can guzzle them.
And they're fruity.
Right.
And I imagine a lot of young women, you know, wrongly are drinking these probably way too fast. And I imagine it's way worse for a girl than a guy.
It is. And, you know, a lot of people think it's just because women tend to be smaller than men, and that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But also just the way that our bodies work, women don't have as much of the enzyme that metabolizes all that alcohol. Women cannot handle as much alcohol as men can. So then you get all the concerns about date rape because women are blacked out on these things.
Mm-hmm.
And here they're chugging, you know, watermelon and fruity tooty or whatever it's called and lemon lime, and it just feels like you're drinking a soda. They're carbonated.
How long do you think it'll take to get some of these?
I think it could take a while. I mean, it's not going to happen instantly, but it's really interesting that the folks who make Four Loko, which is sort of the biggest, one of the biggest brands we're talking about here, yesterday they said, we're taking the caffeine and the other stimulants out. They said, we're doing it now.
All right, so they're going to sort of curb or bend to the pressure. 800-510-8255. Excuse me, here's Mitch Albom, a radio host in Detroit, speaking with Anita Simono from the Michigan Liquor Commission. And the discussion focuses on why Michigan banned these drinks in the first place.
This decision is not new in terms of states or towns or university towns in particular who have been banning this across the country as news of what happens with this comes out. But for a whole state to do so is a rather bold step. Explain the thinking behind it.
Well, it is a bold step. Well, we thought it's the right step to protect the health, safety, and welfare of our citizens, especially young people, that this product is specifically targeted towards. Michigan Liquor Control Commission, Michigan itself is a controlled state, so we allow products to come into our state or not into our state based on a variety of reasons. But one of the critical things that we look at is this a safe product? Does this impact the health and safety and welfare of citizens? Do we need a product like this on our shelves to be sold and eventually consumed by those that purchase it? And we determined based on many of the stories that are out there, many from doctors, substance abuse counselors, ER staff people, and educators that indicate to us and people who've consumed it that this stuff has some products in it that act as an upper as well as a downer.
Right.
They have a very high volume of alcohol, 12% is the average, where a 12-can size beer is about 5, 6%. They are typically about 23 ounces, so twice the size of a typical can of beer. And then they have additional added stimulants to them that act as the uppers. We simply don't know what they do to a person's body, let alone a young person's body. And these come in a variety of colors and flavors and packagings in their cans, camouflage, brightly colored, so that they often look like some of the popular iced teas that we drink and all we see on our shelves.
Right.
We found that even retailers sometimes don't know that this is an alcohol product and will sell it without IDing a person.
How much did the reports about that very controversial hotel after the prom case, the Melvindale girl who was sexually, claims that she was sexually assaulted by a couple of older teenagers, she said in her account that she had drank, I think, four of these things.
Well, there was a variety of stories like this throughout the state and throughout the country, but then here it was at home that it happened with a 14-year-old girl and testified to this and that she was sexually assaulted. The cases that are out there, the stories that are out there, we have nurses that are calling us and emailing us and telling us they've worked in ERs and that they would be happy to testify or give testimony or affidavit about this product. Doctors the same way. So I guess if they want to sue, they can certainly do that. But you know what? Bring it on.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. An apparent agreement on a missile defense plan to cover all NATO members in Europe and the U.S. at a NATO summit in Lisbon. President Obama says the deal, quote, shows our determination to protect our citizens from the threat of ballistic missiles. He's also made another push for a new START agreement.
We need to ratify a new START to put in place on-the-ground inspections of Russian nuclear arsenals, to reduce our deployed weapons and launchers, and to build on our cooperation with Russia.
Pentagon sending tanks to Afghanistan for the first time. A spokesman says the Marine Corps will deploy a company of M1A1 Abrams tanks to give the military heavy armor option in a war that has largely been fought with infantry and airstrikes. United States says it is prepared now to offer Israel a security deal in writing if the Jewish state helps to restart Mideast peace talks. IRN USA Radio News.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, We'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP Ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offers valid in-store only, but supplies last. No rain checks. Offer valid through 11-2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone. How can I know who to trust?
With BinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With BinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check. Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit BinVerified.com/Radio 4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
BinVerified.com.
Radio 33 after the hour. One of the big items this week is this focus on the FDA's banning. All of a sudden, this getting big headlines. Problem been around for apparently quite a long time. A lot of people have been complaining about it. So there has been a review that took a year, 15 days now. After a year, they say, okay, in the next 2 weeks, you better fix this or we're going to fix you. Excuse me. That's the usual. This is beginning to bother me a little bit. The more I hear the drinks are like drugs, you listen to the content. Yep. So why are they available for younger people to buy? That there's only you don't stop selling the stuff. You don't stop making it. People ought to be able to make it. I wouldn't choose it, and you might not either. But that doesn't mean that they ought not to be available if somebody wants to use them. 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Bruce St. James. Doesn't drink alcohol, he says, like me, but he makes the case for not banning these drinks.
If your mindset is, when you walk into the door of a bar, your friend's house or whatever, like, how drunk could I possibly get? Do you guys have Four Loko? No, we don't carry it.
What do you got?
Line up shots of tequila then. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's your mindset going in, how are you going to blame it? And then by the argument of banning Four Loko, my friend Timmy sent me a text. And the funny thing is, Timmy sent me a picture, as if I didn't understand, that he had to show me a picture of Jack and Coke next to each other. So you're going to set a federal limit on how many Jack and Cokes you can have in a bar? Isn't that just like anything else where it is not only the responsibility of you, but the bartender that'll overserve you? I don't know. Do you want to talk about how big a can of Four Loko could be? Is 23 ounces too much? Does it need to only be 12? You should have to pop the top more often. If you get to the point where you can't work the pull tab, you've had too many? I mean, what is the argument that this combining caffeine and alcohol in this one instance, in these cans, is somehow the worst possible thing that can happen to you? Because as I can tell, every restaurant and bar you go into has some combination of caffeine and alcohol, and given your own, you know, free will, you could mix those two things together to your heart's content until you fell on the floor. And I just think it's unfair to blame Four Loko. That's what I'm coming down on, that an 18-year-old got drunk playing beer pong and crashed a car. Why? Well, Four Loko did it. Well, guess what? Patron would have done it also, amazingly enough. In the right amounts, Bud Light would have done that also, amazingly enough. It has to do with your judgment. It has to do with personal responsibility. And I'm unwilling to forgive all these people. You know, this is about civil liberties to me. It really is. I don't want to ban Four Loko any more than I want to ban Jack and Coke. Now, I don't personally consume either one of those products, but I believe that people should have a right to. If not, then ban all alcohol. See how that turns out. You know, it won't affect my life. I have been living under prohibition my entire life, so it's not going to affect me. But think about yourselves. Think about you guys. When you start drawing lines like this, okay, when you start saying, well, you can have this, but you can't have that. Well, you can have a little bit of this, but you can have more of that. That's the slippery slope that I'm uncomfortable with. I'm very uncomfortable with it, and I don't think it's the job of the government, local, state, or federal, to tell you how much Four Loko you can drink as an adult.
I'm exactly where he is. After considering and listening to all of this stuff, Bruce St. James hits the nail on the head. Is this the first step to another round of prohibition? Again, the government getting involved in something that should be educational. The underscore here is who's it's available. It's the, okay, guns don't kill people, people kill people. You don't, the drink is there, and if somebody wants to drink it, I might not choose to drink it. You might not choose to drink it, but somebody wants to drink it. It's a product that's out there. Then let them drink it. Don't say we're going to take all these things off the market. The government makes me sick, and the FDA makes me more sick. These people are such $4, $3 phonies. Taken anything to get press. These people are so, that's their drug. Attention and the press. Control, authority, and let's, under the guise that we have to protect the children. The children need to be protected by their parents. And this stuff needs to be available in liquor stores. We're going to have liquor stores. Here's host Frank Shires, who seems, as I overview what the basic undermatter is here on this cut, finds it strange the FDA is banning an adult beverage because it's being used by teenagers. This is, I think, a second. This will be a second blow to the FDA lovers.
Probably the big story of the day, the one that everybody has been chatting about everywhere, is the Food and Drug Administration bringing the hammer down on Four Loko and some other products too. Today they issued warning letters to four manufacturers of alcoholic energy drinks. Now, this stuff is usually consumed by young people, frankly. Price point is right. Alcohol content is right. It's just, it's what they do. It's cheap, easy to get. FDA says the caffeine added to the beverages is an unsafe food additive. I don't have an issue with yanking Four Loko or any of these drinks off the market, off of the retail sales market. If they want Four Loko out of the convenience stores, out of the grocery stores, it's a malt liquor. It packs a huge wall of that. I don't have an issue with yanking it out of there. I understand the price point, the bright colors, the fruit stuff. That's all stuff that is attractive to young people. We still have liquor stores in Washington State. And what I don't understand, and I guess I've just... Maybe I'm just an ignoramus, but if an adult wants to have a Four Loko, a legal adult, a legal drinker, why they had not ought to be able to get Four Loko at their local liquor store is a mystery to me. I don't get that one. Liquor store sells Kahlua. Liquor store sells Bailey's. I mean, it's not like there is no caffeine in any drink that the liquor store sells. If an adult wants Four Loko, I don't see a problem with an adult being able to get it in a liquor store. Treat it like a liquor if you're a big concern about it. The idea, though, that we're going to have a complete ban because you, as a grown adult, cannot handle yourself, we don't have any evidence of that at all. This is all about the consequence to kids. It's all about underage drinking. It's all about accessibility for teenagers. That's really what this is about.
Hey, amen. Frank Shires there on the countdown. The FDA is on another one of their crusades, and this is not purposeful. It is all about the people who use this stuff to use it responsibly. You're responsible for you. I'm not responsible for you. I'm paying taxes. I don't want the FDA hiring more people to go monitor what you or your family ought to be able to figure out on your own. If you want to say don't put it in a convenience store, that's okay with me. But to ban the drink, that's going too far. And so going back to the lady who was on from the Michigan Liquor Commission, her state banned these drinks. Okay, so why aren't you banning Jack Daniels? Why don't you ban Kahlua? Why don't you ban Moog and David wine? They can do the same things. Come on, will you please grow up? Take responsibility for yourself, and let's get the damn government out of our this government on top of government on top of government. Every day, literally, every day, it's something else, right? Your life is affected by the government, the government, the government, the government, the government. Good God, get lost. Learn what you can do, and if it affects somebody else, then you need to take responsibility. You have to pay the consequences. as is the case with all these drunk drivers. The problem is the courts don't handle these cases well either. So there are all kinds of holes in this discussion. Plenty of room and maneuvering room for differing points of view, which we encourage. 800-510-8255 as the countdown continues.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Okay, that's 700 orders of Manicotti to go. So, are you an elf?
Was it the ears, the bells, my zeal for Italian cuisine?
Well, it's just that.
I know, you don't get many elves in here, right? But with my Discover card, I get 5% cashback bonus. And that, my friend, is some real cannoli.
Now through December, get 5% cashback bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. New Credit Funding says you're approved, guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit, so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call today and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445. That's 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445.
800-510-8255 here on the countdown. The Attorney General of Connecticut says that authorities have to ban these controversial drinks, juice, moonshot. We're talking about Red Loco. Clay Cohut, who's the manager of our social networking here on at the Doug Steffen, Steffen Multimedia, Doug Steffen Programs, is under the age of 21. He tells me he doesn't drink this stuff, but his girlfriend's friends do. They can get it readily, right? They don't get carded. If you are going to a convenience store, anybody can buy this stuff, no matter what their age, Clay, right?
Well, it's for 21 and not technically, but it's really not a problem to get alcohol if you're underage in this country.
But does it say on the cans, not for sale to minors?
It should. It says like 10% alcohol.
No, but I'm talking about whether it does or not. I want to know whether, I've not seen any of these cans. I don't travel in this world, so I don't know what this, every once in a while I've had a Red Bull when I've been driving, but that's not the same stuff. This is much more potent. You said that some of your girlfriend's friends drink it and they love it. Is it the same as, does it have the same hit, if you will, as or the same psychological effect? People get excited about drinking it because they know they're not supposed to?
Yeah, and it's just, it's got a big buzz going on right now. It's like a hip thing to drink because of all the bannings, I think. I think that's just fueling the fire in the places where it's not banned.
Right. Okay. It's the psychological approach again. 800-510-8255. Justin calls the countdown from Lynchburg. You're on the air now, Justin.
Well, y'all talk most of my main quotes about the personal responsibility. A lot of this is just, you know, people have, there's no personal responsibility left in America. As soon as something goes bad, the first thing anyone's ever doing is trying to point their finger at, you know, something else. If I wreck a car, it was the brakes' fault. If whatever, it's, you know, someone else's fault. And on top of that, it's also the nanny state just expanding slowly and slowly, you know, death by a thousand paper.
So what do you want to see done? What's your approach to things like this? What do you want, if anything, to see the government do?
Absolutely nothing. The best thing the government can do in any situation generally is nothing, because whenever they start getting involved, they just destroy everything. But about being able to get a hold of it, when I was under 21, I had no problem getting any substance there is. It's absolutely ridiculous. But
the FDA grandstanding Yeah, the FDA is just grandstanding again. I got it, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Todd's in Jackson, Tennessee, as opposed to Jackson, Mississippi, and you're on the countdown, Todd.
Hey, I just wanted to say that for a local, I think the economy is what's pushing it. I drink one for under $3, and it feels like you drank a six-pack. I weigh 400-some pounds, that's all that I wanted to say about the subject matter.
You weigh 400 pounds, and you have one of these, and it gives you a buzz.
It gave me, it just like I drank a six-pack or more. I sat down while I drank the first one. When I went to stand up, it felt like I had drunk a six-pack. And I was like, wow, for $3, you can get that under $3. That thing was like $2.50-some where I live, $2.59, something like that.
All right. I get the picture. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Cheaper than anything else to get a high. Here's Jeff. You're on the countdown now. Jeff, please go ahead.
Good morning, Doug, and happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas. I'm going to talk to you again.
Thank you.
I agree with you 100% about the personal responsibility, and I'm sitting here thinking about this. I'm wondering if the beer and liquor industry might be pushing the FDA to ban this, because aren't they losing sales if more and more younger people over 21 are drinking it?
Well, there's a light that just went on in my head as you said that. The FDA is certainly more prone, as we've seen in the past and all the way into the present, to follow the push from the big giant industries, and certainly Anheuser-Busch has more clout than this guy Chris Hunter from Fusion. I'm not surprised they haven't bought him out yet. These big alcoholic beverage makers, they are all about making sure that their market share stays the way it is. I can make the same correlation to the milk that I sell on my farm. The big dairies, the big conglomerates, the big ags don't want me to be selling it. They want to sell their junk themselves. And so they're trying to put me out of business by getting the FDA to try to convince Congress to regulate me out of existence. That's the same stuff. Same story. You have, I think, come up with something here, Jeff. Thanks for the suggestion. 800-510-8255. Philip, I believe you are next in line, so go ahead, sir. You're on the air now.
How you doing? I went into a convenience store just a few minutes ago to buy a soda for my on the way to work, and I heard you on the radio. I looked in the door of the first cooler I came to, and there it was. Mixed in with a bunch of other like-style cans. The beer was in the line of coolers, but I didn't see anything that told me there was alcohol in the stuff. I got to tell you, parents have got to stop abdicating their responsibility and raise their children to make the right decisions.
And that's what it's all about. The government, the government, the government. Screw the government. The government isn't here to do what your job is as a parent. And that's what we have too many people in this country. We have too many children, people just abdicating their responsibility. You are right, sir. See, all of the people, when they think this stuff through, imagine now you're going to, maybe the best part of this is that you become more aware of what's out there and what potentially your children may be doing. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Paul is calling from Ohio, and he's a police officer. Go ahead, Paul.
A lot of experts are saying that drinking one can of this Four Loko alcoholic beverage is like drinking a six-pack of beer and one big energy drink. And I'll tell you, we had plenty of phone calls yesterday from concerned parents and think that their kids are going to die from drinking this stuff. You know, we weren't aware of just how bad it was. And when we knew that in Washington it was banned, we know that in Michigan it was banned, and since we've been looking into it, I mean, the stuff is really bad. I mean, kids are almost dying. It's being associated with date rape. These products are being marketed to children, and that's where we have the biggest problem. You know, a lot of the college students, you know, drink, and they occasionally do get drunk. They don't have a lot of money, and that's what makes it so popular. Get drunk. It's a cheap way to get drunk quick.
That's what Todd just said. Paul, Todd called, says he weighs about 400 pounds. He gets one of these things, and for $3, he's high. And that's what he wants to accomplish. But he's an adult, and he knows what the rules and regs are, and the kids don't. So why make this stuff available for children, if you will, or underage drinkers? I have a problem with the age, too. That ought to be 18. 51 after the hour.
Improve your memory with Neurolox. One out of two American seniors will experience life-altering brain decline, but it's not too late to protect yourself.
Member Tiffany Hurst on the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event.
I get to try appetizers, entrees, Ooh, cheesecake.
And more. Plus, join at the event for a $10 gift card to use at the day after Thanksgiving event.
I sample, then I serve. It's a mom's job.
Don't miss the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event, November 19th through the 21st, 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. Not a member? Sign up and get your bonus gift card. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon. 4 Victor, 16 packs, request MSR status, over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AOR red past 24 hours, 3 IEDs on MSR Vernon.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, 1 Victor hit by IED at grid, Mike Bravo, 310-737-6, small arms fire, request QRF and medevac at this location, over.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here to either get your blood boiling or to calm you down, one or the other. He's the legal expert that we have on the countdown every week to overview some of the things that may be getting attention that ought not to get attention, or vice versa. I guess number one on that hit parade is the TSA controversy and all the lawsuits that seem to be pending. These people don't get it, and it appears now that there are a number of airport authorities who are going to opt out of using the TSA in favor of using private contractors. They still have to do what the rules say they have to do. It's probably the way they do it, but how much is the taxpayer going to have to pay for these lawsuits that are going to come from pilots and flight attendants? I saw a flight attendant this morning, a story of a flight attendant in Charlotte who was told she had to take her she had breast cancer and had her breast rebuilt, and she had to take her bra off to show the person in the TSA line that her breast was in fact actually hers, and there wasn't something in there.
Yeah, just for you know, it's people. One of these things where unfortunately it takes some common sense. Common sense isn't common, and you've got a lot of these TSA workers who just see a strict regulation and they're not able to vary it. On the other hand, you know, sometimes we do need strict regulations because that's what's necessary to combat terrorism. So, you know, as in so many of these things, you've got to find something in between. You know, we do have security where, particularly when it comes to the pilots and even frequent flyers, where there were programs that you could go through a kind of a screening.
What happened to those?
Yeah, I don't know, because they made a lot of sense in because it would be both less obtrusive,
right?
It would make the lines go down, and it would not reduce the security. So what it really takes is, and it's going to have to come from the top, about coming up with something that's a little bit more reasonable, because the idea of having to check out the flight attendant in such a demeaning manner on that doesn't increase security, and all it does is give a bad name to TSA.
Right, but they don't. You're right. They don't get it. They don't want to get it. They seem to relish their role, the arrogance that they exemplify. Just
it's a mall cop, you know.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Okay. Next item: the FDA. As we're on the government bandwagon here, banning Four Loko and juice and some of these other controversial drinks. Can they ban them, or can they just say they have to be sold in liquor stores? Or what authority do they really have? I saw one story suggesting the FDA told one of these companies that if they didn't change the formulation in 15 days, they were going to go around the country and they were going to confiscate. Yeah, all of their drinks. So where do they have the right to do that?
You know, this is a huge story, and it's interesting how it has spread. One of the things I do is I'm a university professor at Bentley University in Massachusetts, and that was the first place I learned about these drinks. And there was some talk of banning them on campus, but the idea is basically they've got they taste fruity, they go down easy, they've got the kick of a few cans of beer in there. They're like 25% alcohol, and they've got caffeine. And so the kids don't know that they're getting loaded on these things. But the bottom line is, I'm kind of on the same page as you. I'm looking at what's in these drinks, and there's absolutely nothing illegal in these drinks. There's absolutely nothing illegal about combining these ingredients. So for the FDA to say that these are inherently dangerous is just plain inaccurate. Maybe they can regulate because of the alcoholic content, but to ban them, I just don't see where they've got the authority.
Well, they leave themselves open for suits, and of course they don't care because it's not their money they're going to lose. It's your money and my money.
Yep, sorry.
And somebody sues them. Now, the end of Charlie Rangel's career, what does it mean legally that he's found guilty in Congress of ethics violations? He had 13 charges, found guilty in 11. Lawyers, when they first looked at this stuff, when the charges came out last summer, looked at the charges and said, we're not going to represent you. You're guilty as hell. So he says,
Yeah,
well, somebody said it because they all disappeared and he couldn't find somebody else to represent him.
I think, frankly, he probably could have, but this is his way of trying to save some face by saying, you know, I was tried without a lawyer. He knew they had the goods on him. He was censored. And all that means is he's got a bad mark against his name. So he'll still get reelected back home. And the bottom line is it'll be much ado about nothing when it all blows over.
Except he doesn't really have any power anymore, and he is shunned by people who think he's dirty.
Yeah.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney of record on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.